Good morning. My name is LaCynthia Baskin, and with me is my husband, Terry.
Terry Baskin.
And we want to talk about the importance of the involvement of the family in taking care of my diabetes. I developed diabetes at the age of 9. But before we get into that, I want to tell you a little bit about my husband and I. We've been married 20 years. We have a lovely teenage daughter, Rachel, who is 17. And we have two cats, Abby and Gracie. But I developed diabetes when I was 9. And back then in the 60s, there wasn't a whole lot of education as far as learning how to take care of myself. So it was a little bit of a touch-and-go situation for me and my family. In fact, we didn't even know that anyone in the family had had it. My parents were pretty surprised and just didn't know what to do. None of us did. My brother and sister and I, we were just floored and just confused about a lot of the information that we received. But over a period of time, it was a hit-and-miss situation for us. We learned how to deal with it. My parents, my sister, and my brother became my guardians or my caregivers because at 9, I didn't know anything about diabetes. I barely understood how to take care of myself. So it was a learning experience for me as well as my family. There were many situations that occurred where we were just floored. We didn't know what to do. And diabetes educators back then were practically non-existent. We got most of our information from the nurse when we could get her. And it was helpful, but it was not the type of information that you can get now. Over a period of time, I learned as I grew how to take care of myself as technology developed. And my parents were very instrumental in making sure that I knew exactly what I needed to do, that I knew how to give myself my own injections, and they learned how to do it as well. Back then, we didn't have disposable syringes. We had glass syringes, and we had needles that you had to attach to the syringe. So we all had to learn how to sterilize the glass syringe and load it up with the insulin and give me a shot. So my parents would take turns giving me the injections because I was just too afraid to learn how to do it. And for me, it was a very painful experience. We didn't have the fine needles that we have now. And I always fought with my parents about taking the shots, but I knew that it was something that I had to learn how to do. In doing so, I learned the importance of having the will to take care of myself. I felt that having the diabetes and the responsibilities of it was not my responsibility. It was my parents' responsibility. As I grew and developed complications, I realized that it was on me. Diabetes is a family affair. It does not just involve the person who has it. It involves the entire family because it affects the entire family mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. Therefore, the entire family has a say-so in what goes on. For my parents, it was emotionally draining. They learned because it affected me. They saw how I withdrew from my friends, and because I didn't, my friends didn't understand what the disease was and the things I needed to do to take care of myself. So I had to not only learn how to take care of myself and still try to develop some kind of social interaction with my friends where they would not see me as helpless. And I think that I did my best, but it was difficult. It's always difficult for a child to manage diabetes when you have friends who are not diabetic and they're enjoying the foods and the all those wonderful things that back then I could not have. So in order to deal with that, I withdrew from my friends and basically just stuck with my sister and my brother because they knew, but even they would tease me back then. As I grew again and became older and technology changed, I had access to better tools. I met my husband, who, when we got married, he became my caretaker, my caregiver, and my guardian, replacing my parents. And a lot of things that they did for me, he took over. And Terry, I want you to tell everyone some of the things that you did and the experiences that you had and how you felt taking care of me and learning all you needed to do.
Well, I can say it's a learning experience year in, year out. From the very beginning when we were first married, it was all about learning about diabetes. From the beginning, genetically, how it affect the body itself, and emotionally, how it affect the whole family. I knew nothing about it, and when I started, LaCynthia and I both had to sit down, and she had to help me understand what was going on with her blood sugar, the danger signs. And I'm not going to say I'm a quick learner, but I do learn. And at that moment, I guess after 2 years, I started watching it very intently, what she was doing, how she was doing, because she has to apply the shots in various places, like in her legs and her arms. And it helped me to understand exactly what was needed. And then there was the time where we had to both understand exactly what she could eat, because we are restaurant frequenter. We do go to a lot of restaurants, and we do love to eat various types of food. But then that had to change in my life to help her. And from learning that experience, we also had better education through I think it was Northside Hospital and various places that help educate those who had no understanding about diabetes. And I thank God for that, because it helped me understand how food, once it's consumed, how it breaks down into the body, whether it breaks down as sugar or other particles, and what it does to the body itself. And I didn't realize that food is an important part of diabetes and how to control it. And with that understanding, I knew exactly what was taking place in my wife's body, because there are times when, and I can say this wholeheartedly, when we were asleep, there were signs that my wife would give to me while in midst of sleeping, things that she would do to wake me up, because she might have a low blood sugar or high blood sugar. And I had to have that understanding too. And what direction do I go as far as the low blood sugar, or what to give her, or how to cool her off with high blood sugars, things of that nature. And it's just all a learning process. And I thank God for it that we've been together for over 20 years now, and help educate me, and I pass this information on to others when they come and they say, well, you know, I'm diabetic, and I help share the stories of what my wife and I have gone through, because there have been many nights that she will wake up in the middle of the night and I have to look for the signs, you know, whether it's high or low blood sugar. And then immediately, after so many trainings, after so many understandings, I know where to go, what to do, and how to do it. One night, and this is probably about 7 years ago, when she was laying in bed and she was having a low blood sugar attack. And basically, I knew exactly what to do. First step was to make sure that she is breathing well and she's stable. And I would go downstairs and get a can of pineapple juice, which worked very well for her. And if she was responding, definitely help her to, you know, guide her in watching her drink it. If not, I'll have to work with her and sitting her up and helping her to receive this juice and know the times that it would, you know, the juice can come in and take effect. In other words, bring the blood sugar level up. These things are essential in our marriage because, like I said, family does help in a long way, simply because everybody needs to understand what diabetes will do to your life and how it affects the family members itself. You know, my daughter was too young, or our daughter was too young, to understand these things, but the blessings that we have gone through, she's seen. And there was a time when she was 13, 14, and she understood when daddy had to leave, watch over her mom. And if there was a question, she knew where to contact me, and I can tell her or guide her through what she needed to do. So that was true a blessing for the whole family to be educated in the perils of having diabetes and what they go through and how they react and where to respond to that in helping that person or persons to deal with this dreadful disease.
This is why communication in the family is just so important. You gotta know not only just verbal communication, but nonverbal communication. If a person is experiencing a low blood sugar and not able to communicate, there may be signs there that you could recognize, the person could recognize, letting you know that there is a problem. But you also must have the wisdom and the knowledge as to what you need to do. You first have to determine what it is, low or high, and then do the right thing. This is why, again, diabetes education is essential to maximizing that person's quality of life. If it were not for my husband attending diabetes education classes with me and the rest of my family, then he would not have known what to do when those lows occurred. He would not know what to do as far as my diet or anything regarding my care. Communication is so important in the entire family because, again, diabetes affects the entire family. As I've had diabetes a long time, 29 years, 30 years, oh, I'm sorry, 40 years. And wow. Through those years, I developed complications as well. As different complications began to develop, such as kidney failure, again, I had to communicate to them exactly what was going on. And they also learned how to help me deal with the kidney failure. I started out with peritoneal dialysis, which is just doing the dialysis at home. They also had to learn how to do that. When I developed nerve damage, they didn't understand that. But again, through education and remembering what they heard in diabetes education, they knew that if I had a tingling sensation in my hands or my feet, it was because of that. So communication and talking to each other and talking about the emotional part of living with diabetes helps to alleviate some of the frustration and the denial. A lot of us get to the point where we just don't believe that we have it and don't want to deal with it. But it's something that we all have to deal with. Whether or not we like it or not, it's there. But it's easy to manage if you take the responsibility and you don't see it as a problem, but an opportunity to better yourself, educate yourself, and do the best that you can do to live a long and healthy life with diabetes. It's not something to be afraid of. It's something that you have to do. And I have learned so much in the 40 years about the disease, so that if another family member has symptoms, I know how to recognize those symptoms. If they are diagnosed with it, because they have helped me and learned about the disease already, they're already getting a head start in dealing with it. I think I've been pretty successful because of my family in dealing with the disease. And I think that to live with it for 40 years means that what I've learned, I've applied successfully, and I expect to live 40 more years successfully. So diabetes is not the end, but the beginning of a new life, just learning how to live it a little bit differently.
I would agree with you on that, hon, simply because coming from a perspective of a family member that doesn't have diabetes, but now have a better perspective on how to control or help the spouse or loved one control diabetes in their lives. As caretaker, we're here to make sure that life goes better, or you can live life better with this disease. The purpose is just to make sure that communication is essential. This is constantly talking about, you know, in our situation, how she feels, and watching her, because I always watch my wife. I mean, of course, she's a beautiful woman, and I love looking at her. But the key is to make sure that the communication signs, like she said, verbal and nonverbal, is there. I remember one night that we were asleep again, and she does a certain kind of flop in the bed. Well, that would alert me to whether she's conscious or not, or if she's having a bout with highs or lows once again. But this is the purpose of the communication, to help the other partner understand, okay, is there danger? Find out the initial process Is it high or low blood sugar? How do you comfort this person, help them move along and guiding them where they need to go so they can get back to where they're feeling comfortable with themselves? LaCynthia and I have always talked through these things and helping me to understand my part in her life, especially as her husband. And that helps me to know when there are people in that come into my office and they might be diabetic and they're not sure what's going on with them. Automatically, I can readily identify it from there and pass the information on to them or help guide them. I think this is a case in point, just like a relay race. You know, we pass the baton on to each other to help each and everyone understand our part in this whole race. How can I help my wife get to the next level? Because I know, you know, she's going to help me. But together, we do so much for each other. And that's the key in learning each other, how to communicate this, not only to each other, but also to our family members, our daughter, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, you name it. And even when she's away, we're talking, communicating the same thing on how she feels. What is she doing? You know, her aches and pains. I need to know that. It's like a recording. And I can take the baton from that point on in helping her and going from that point on.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's so important to help children understand the importance of taking care of themselves. What we have learned in diabetes education, we've taken that information and passed it on to our daughter about the importance of developing good eating habits, eating the right things, and exercising is so important because kids today have access to so many foods that are not necessarily good for them, and they're making choices that could be detrimental to their health in the future. So it's important for kids to understand that eating the right things now will affect them as they age or when they get older. So children, you've got to sit them down and talk to them and help them to just break it down to their level so that they can understand the importance of making good choices. Our daughter works in a fast food restaurant, and she has access to a lot of items that are not necessarily good, and she tends to make decisions that we feel that are not in her best interest. So what we're trying to do is get her to understand that there are other choices that you can make that are just as good. Children want to be like their peers, like I did when I was younger. We want to eat what they eat and do what they do. And as a diabetic child, I couldn't do that. Now there are other choices that they can have, and they have more flexibility. But they still have to understand that the responsibility for taking care of themselves is still on them with mommy and daddy's help, but it's still up to them. So you really have to sit them down and talk to them about everything. Find out how they feel about having the disease. Find out what they know so that you can help them to understand better that they have so many choices and they will feel better if they make this choice versus this choice over here. I know for me, my parents did the same. They were more protective of me, of course, and I understood that. But they did their best to package up my lunch so that I would have a nutritionist lunch. but also put some goodies in there too, so that I would not feel left out when my friends pulled out the pizza and the ice cream and the cookies and those sorts of things. So I had my choices, and today there are so many more choices out there for kids, and they can work it into their diets, or the parents can work it into their diets. The key again is communicating to the child that this is what you have, and this is the way that you have to live healthy for the rest of your life. And don't put so many things on them that restrictions, not so many more restrictions, but present more choices to them. And I think they will be more accepting of the things that they can have and what they can do, and stay on course and stay focused.
Very good point, honey, because I do recall as kids go, you see there's a rise in obesity in America, and that leads right into diabetes. And it's the choices that they make as far as what they do eat. I have to say, you know, what we do as far as with Rachel, we help her to understand you got to make good choices in what you eat. There's a period of time where, yeah, you'll have these binges, the pizzas and the hot dogs and the hamburgers. But there's also a time when you have to really lay off that stuff, bring in the vegetables and the fruits, and help them understand this is just as good. Of course, she frowns her face up at it, but we know that she knows we have her best interest at heart, simply because we don't want her to have a bout with diabetes. And once again, the common denominator is the communicating part, to help them see there's a period of time, you know, you can eat that stuff, but you know, I'm talking about the pizza and the hamburgers, but you have to lay off of it. Get back on course. Do some kind of exercise. Make sure that you're eating right. And the time of day that you're eating these foods, that helps a lot. Kids today, they want their own when they want their own and on their time. But they have to understand they can't eat junk food every single day. And I thank God that it brings us to a point where, you know, we get to a point in our lives, we have to watch what we eat on a daily basis and make sure that we're doing the right things. Everybody wants to have that time to binge, but there are times where we have to we have to understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how it's going to help us in our bodies.
That's right. It's all about balance and teaching your child to balance their nutritional intake with exercise, not just letting them have what they want as far as the fast foods, but teaching them how to balance it out with good nutritious vegetables and lean meats and baked foods. They have so many more choices now, so teach them about the alternatives, the other choices. Teach them how to work it into their diet so that as they grow, they won't develop the complications of diabetes.